Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Now hang in there, I just want to make sure the recording is taking. Obama got up real early today to sign over the rest of the country to the Soviet Union. I can't believe that you don't think that we're being set up. I can't believe that. And I got to tell you something. I do a survey every day. There's at least three or four people that come to see me that say we're finished as a nation. Every day I'm hearing this. Okay, so the people that are telling me are the people that knew before and after. They knew what yesterday was like. And it was better than it is today. And you don't know it, and you won't realize it till you've only taken home 10% of your salary. But you'll be lucky if you're even doing that. Don't worry about spending your children's future income. You worry about burying your children, because this guy today has handed over the might and power of the United States to the United Nations. You are no longer your own master. You are now a slave to Vladimir Putin. And you don't believe that, and you can't believe it happens. And let me tell you, there are trainloads of people who went to death camps believing that what was happening to them was never happening. One guy came to see me today, and I says, "What did you do for a living?" He's retired. He says, "I was a tin knocker." I said, "Oh." To me, a tin knocker is a guy that does dent work, but he does probably ventilation and runs ducts and stuff like that. And he says, "You want to know something? I retired a week before a 911. Do you know where I worked? I worked right underneath the towers in the building that was directly underneath the rooms that were directly underneath the towers. Had I worked another week, I would have come down with those towers." He can't stand Obama. You know what his prayer, his daily prayer is? That the pilot of Air Force One puts the plane in a nosedive. And I told that to somebody else who was more reserved. And you know what they said? And I hope he shouts Allahu Akbar on the way down. Yeah. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in real trouble. You have no idea. You're being set up. You're being set up for a stunt. I don't know what the outcome of the stunt's going to be, but I know we're being set up for a stunt. Welcome to the show. I got a whole bunch of things for you. And before I forget, let me just say one thing. Linseed Graham has to go. I spied a rat when he was selling out U.S. troops up on charges. And he said that he was going to make an example of them for The Hague. He didn't say it in those many words, but that's what he meant. He's no good. He's a real scumbaggio. I'm telling you, this guy is no good. And the South is half of the fighting spirit of the nation. And if they allow Linseed Graham to infect them, we're all gonna pay the price. Get rid of that scalawag. Today he's with Chuck Schumer, his lover. I call Linseed. I call him Linseed Graham. I call him the Chuck Schumer of the South. If Francis Marion could come out of the swamps in South Carolina, he would personally hang Linseed Graham. And Linseed Graham is tied directly to John McCain. Thank you, John. Adios. Sayonara. Hit the road. Put an egg in your shoe and beat it. Make like a tree and leaf. It is time to go, John. It is time to open up the doors for a conservative. An American. We don't need any more salutes to Ted Kennedy. Pucker up, John, and say goodbye. And I don't care who you put in their place. You can put a gopher. I don't care. But these two guys got to go because they don't have the best interest of our country at heart. They have, get rid of them. Wipe the slate clean. You know what we need? We need, who's up for election? 442 communists? We need 442 brooms. And be sure they're made in the USA and not India. Welcome to Operation Clean Sweep. We cannot have a nuke treaty without a Star Wars. Once we have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have mastered Star Wars defense systems, then we can talk about a reduction of communist nukes. Hiya, boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. Last night that we had a guest on called Jimmy from Brooklyn. People who listen to talk shows know Jimmy from Brooklyn because he always has some good information about the communist movement throughout the world. Hang in there one second. I just want to make sure I'm recording. I've been talking to Jimmy for about a year off the radio, and I get an education. I can't keep up with everything he knows. He has books that he recommends if you really want to know what the meaning of communist is. And he gets no money for it, but he will tell you who the good authors are and who to trust. Last night, he called in to Mike Savage. And Mike is a hard guy to be on the radio with because he'll let you speak two words and then he runs two sentences and then he gives you another two words and then he runs with another two sentences. And last night he sort of attacked Jimmy's integrity, as sort of classifying him as a kook, which is a terrible thing to do, especially when a guy has spent his whole life of fighting communism. Even if you don't agree with him, you have to respect him for his due diligence. So when I heard that, I got annoyed, and lo and behold, my phone rings, and it's Jimmy, and he was upset. So if you listen to my radio show, I don't take callers because because somebody could make me say bad things. So I usually I dance away from intercourse on the radio waves, but I felt that Jimmy was treated badly last night by Mike Savage, and he was upset when he called me. And I said, "Look, it was like about 6:35." I said, "Let me set up at 7 o'clock to have you on my show, and you can have the entire show." And you can say whatever you want to say. I won't interrupt. I won't, except to maybe cheer you on. But that's it. And Jimmy came on about 5 minutes into the show. And I'm trying for a year to get him on my show. And I've never used the caller feature. So I was afraid I might cut him off or the recording wouldn't take. But it worked out pretty good. And we got 45 minutes of Jimmy telling us the threat of modern-day communism. And let me tell you, the threat is greater today than when Ethel and Julius Rosenberg gave the atomic bomb secrets to Joe Stalin. And the worst part about it is the threat is in the United States, and the Trojan horse is hooves only. The rest of the Trojan horse is here. It's been dismantled, and it's infiltrated the nation. We're in trouble. As a matter of fact, the people are walking around politically correcting each other. That's how much, and my question is, how do you know you're not brainwashed? And I jokingly say, check behind your left ear and see if there's a drain plug. But we've been fed over at least the last 20, 25 years, we've been fed that we're a nation of losers and that a nation of racists. And because of it, everybody has a complex. We are, and that's why I formed the Spirit of America Party, because the Spirit of America is indomitable. It is great. Nothing beats it anywhere in the world. You can just flash back to a bunch of amateurs and a hockey team beating the professional Soviet team for the first time in like 20 years of hockey. Americans, when they put their mind to it, can do anything. And the best tactic for taking down America is the DNC tactic. The DNC is the Democrat National Committee. If it was in the Soviet Union, it would be known as the Politburo. And DNC also stands for divide and conquer. And DNC also stands for dilatation and curettage when they murder 1,200,000 kids a year and they call it settled law. And there are taboo topics that you are not allowed to go to anymore, which means you've lost your freedom of speech. You can't stand up and say what's in your heart and mind because you will be shunned. But last night, Jimmy got his shots in. And as a result of Jimmy getting his shots in, I got an email today from a group that is a religious group in the Russian Orthodox Church, okay? And it's a group that was formed 80 years ago to preserve Christianity under the onslaught of the communists. And so I just left a message for Jimmy, and I read him the message that came to me, and this church group wants Jimmy to come talk to them. They're Russians. And they say that everything that Jimmy said last night is true, and that the KGB has what's known as Operation Golgotha. How's that? You know what Golgotha is. You're going to know about it tomorrow, because that's where Jesus was crucified. But the KGB has an operation called Golgotha, where they infiltrate the church. And I tell you, I don't know anything about the Russian Orthodox Church. But one thing I saw that bothered me, going back to when Bush first went into Iraq. When Bush first went into Iraq, as you know, Saddam had the keys to the bank. He could go there any day he wanted and break a million. Okay. And if you remember, at the very beginning of the run-up into Baghdad, they got to Saddam's headquarters, and they filled a trailer load of with documents that were part of Iraq intelligence. And that trailer load of documents was shipped right back to the United States. And from what I understand, only 1% of the documents were ever read. And I used to joke that Khalid, who worked at the Shell station, went home, so the CIA didn't have anybody that could read the documents. But there was a newspaper that was trying to get up and running in Iraq, and I forget the name. It's something like Al Mindat or Mendat, and I know I'm not saying it right. I probably got the spelling wrong. But they were trying to get up and running, and they got access to all the oil for food agreements signed by Saddam, and who got oil contracts. And the one that disturbed me the most on that list, and somewhere I got that list, I'm going to try and resurrect it, was the Russian Orthodox Church was getting oil contracts. And that bothered me. It would be like if you seen the Vatican on there. You know? And believe me, if the Vatican was on there, the New York Times would tell you. They'll tell you the Vatican was on there even if they weren't on there. But I'm getting a message to Jimmy. I'm going to link him up with these people. And if you're out there and you want to contribute to fuel to the bonfires of the spirit of America, you're more than welcome. And once again, we stand up for the little guy. We won't let anybody tread on us. More tea, anybody? I just remembered the name of that newspaper. And you know, isn't it funny? I'm getting flashbacks. The name of the newspaper, the Iraqi newspaper, was Al Mendat. And I was corresponding with the guy. I was sympathetic to the Iraqi people. I believed that when Bush liberated Iraq, that every Iraqi would, every Iraqi citizen would have one share of oil in that Iraqi oil company, and every Iraqi citizen would have one vote. And that's what I was cheering for. And I also wish that we could have gotten to the Iranian people who have been skunked terribly. Imagine spending all this money to build nukes and you don't even have a gasoline refinery so your people can chug around town. Isn't that ridiculous? But going back to Al-Mandad, the correspondent that I was dealing with, I asked him how the elections were going. This was before the Purple Finger showed up. And he said that, I think, if I'm recalling from memory, that the Shia would take the Shia party was very strong and probably number one. The Sunni party was number two, and the Communist Party was number three. And I was floored, you know, because I remember Malaysia had a purge against communists, and the Muslims were slaughtering the communists in Malaysia. That's going back about 20 years. And I thought that communism was taboo in the Muslim world. But the thing that bothers me is that every time you see a jihadist, he's standing there shooting his gun in the air, and the gun is an AK-47. So, you know, somebody's doing business with somebody. I'm going to read you the, in a minute, I'm going to read you the message that came in for Jimmy as a result of this show. And I only have a handful of listeners. So, but when I say Jimmy from Brooklyn, it's like a magic word. People get real interested. So as a result of last night's show, I got one email that I thought was very interesting. And I'm going to read it to you right now, and I'm reading it to you word for word. Let me start over. Amazing. I have been searching for a way to get in touch with Jimmy for 2 years after hearing him call into a radio show. Now I find your show, Jimmy's message, would be well received in the church community, particularly his information on the communist infiltration into the global church structure. 2.5 years ago, the Russian Church Abroad, headquartered in New York, which was started 80 years ago, preserve the Russian Church during the communist period, has united with the Moscow Patriarchate. Many in RCA, the Russian Church Abroad, feel the MP is a Soviet organization and rejected this union. Jimmy's knowledge in this area would be well received amongst those who are involved in the RCA/MP debate, which has been raging for years. Also, I have a friend in who worked for the CIA via Radio Liberty in the Cold War years, and he specifically said the name of the mission of the communists to fake their demise is called Project Golgotha. Please, please, get me in touch with Jimmy somehow. I realize he must be quite skeptical about interaction, but the topic of communism and the church has a well-established arena, and one that needs his input. And then I got a signature. So that's a result of one 45-minute segment of Jimmy last night. Jimmy is a valuable man, and he says he's the only one. He's the lonely voice in the wilderness that's crying, "Watch out." Ladies and gentlemen, the other president of the United States. Today is Easter Sunday. We went to an early mass. The church was packed. There was an overflow mass, and when we were coming out, you had to walk on top of the cars to get out of the parking lot. So God still lives in the USA, in spite of the communist resurrection. And the communist resurrection took place about 2 weeks ago when they resurrected dead priests and brought up the pedophile priest scandal to destroy His Holiness's Easter. I don't care what you say and what you do, I don't believe in coincidences. There's no such thing as two planes hitting two buildings in New York City an hour apart and calling that a coincidence. It just doesn't happen. And neither does the pedophile priest scandal being resurrected on the holiest day in the Catholic Church. In the holiest day in any church. And it's not only the Catholics that are taking a beating. You turn on the science channels, they're telling you that the seven deadly plagues recorded in the Bible can all be explained scientifically. Yeah, I know. I know. How wonderful, right? Shattered dreams. This is the country of shattered dreams. America used to be a place where all your dreams came true. Now when you get here, the communists shatter all your dreams. They play one group of people against another. And we are a living Tower of Babel. No longer can we build a tower to freedom. We are all speaking different languages. We are like the babbling idiots of the world. So I just thought I would give you that food for thought. And there is a priest on my cable channel is 285. His name is Father Grappi. You got to see this guy. You got to hear this guy talk. You'll get your religion back very quick. He's an ex-Green Beret. He was a party animal. He was a success, I believe, in Wall Street, okay? And I remember one story he told when he was driving a Ferrari to Las Vegas with a well-known actress in the front seat and a trunkload of cocaine. And all of a sudden, a police car pulled him over, and the cop said, "Open the hood." He goes, "You mean the trunk?" He goes, "No, open the hood. I want to see what kind of engine's in there." And he felt that God was on his side from that day. And now he's a salesman for God. He belongs to a religious order. I don't know if it's Capuchins. They wear a gray cape. They wear like a gray Franciscan garb. Like the Franciscans wear brown. And when he talks the talk, it resonates. It hits home. And he'll tell you that the Catholic high schools have the word Catholic and the Catholic colleges have the word Catholic. But beware. Caveat emptor. Let the Catholics beware. Yeah. So hang in there. Let me open the show. And I'm going to tell you my next episode. I'll tell you now. I'm turning on Fox, and Geraldo Rivera is declaring a war on Hamid Karzai. He's in Afghanistan, and I have to say, somebody must have clued him in, because the last time he was in Afghanistan, he wouldn't even pass the mic around to the troops. He just told the cameras to zoom in on his big head. You couldn't even see who was in the backdrop. So somebody must have said, "Geraldo, you can't be a camera pig. You got to share the photo op with the guys who are fighting and dying so that you can make a fool of yourself." Yeah. And what's the difference between Geraldo Rivera with five marriages and a Muslim with four? There is a difference, but I'll let you think about it. Anyway, Geraldo is claiming victories for the Obama administration. The party of death, the Democrats, who wants to legalize weed. This cracks me up, man. They want to legalize weed so they can tax it. They're now going to destroy the poppy crop in Afghanistan. Poppies have probably been growing there for 2,000 years. And we're going to come in. we who are without sin are going to come in, and we're going to cast the stones at the Afghani people. The worst enemy that you can have in any a military a confrontation is the farmer. Farmers are stood at Bunker Hill and beat the British. Farmers are chased the British back to New York City during the American Revolution. Farmers are the backbone of the nation. When they stand and fight, that is the best part of any military offensive. And we're going to alienate starving Afghanis who grow poppies for money, for very little money, for peanuts, while 16 middlemen cut it up and sell it to your kids. If you want to declare war on opium, you know, go right down to the basement of your house and arrest your son or daughter. Turn them in. And those poppy farmers, those Colombians, those Mexicans would not be in the drug trade if it wasn't for your kid. And every family in America has a drug problem. Whether directly or indirectly, every family in America is affected by drugs. Every family. There are no exceptions. No exceptions. When you see Amish sons going to malls to buy drugs, you know the country is totally consumed with narcotics. And the next drug czar that gets appointed, the first thing they should do is Romanoff him. Put him in the basement and shoot him, because he's not going to do any good. Save a salary. That's it. Shoot him and save a salary. Oh, and the big news is unemployment was down by 162,000 this month. And that was due to the fact that we hired census takers to sign up third world illegal immigrants, and 16,500 IRS agents who are going to be allowed to carry guns. In church today, and the church was overfilled, and so they opened up the basketball arena and the basketball court to start a second service. And while I'm sitting in my chair, a.k.a. pew, I look in the corner and there's a candy machine. And I said, gee, I hope the IRS doesn't raid this service today and take the priest out in handcuffs for having more than the allotted share of M&Ms on display. Yeah, you have no idea. In 30 years, you'll be lucky if you take home 10% of your paycheck. At the rate we're going, you have no idea what's going to happen to you. Wait till they tell you we can't afford that to have a military. That's what they're working towards. They'll spend every dollar, every last dollar you have, to make sure that the military one day will not get enough money for bullets. And then it'll be a walk-in takeover. And you know what? The boys will be here already. They'll just come out of the classrooms after they hit Ann Coulter with a pie. Yeah. Pi R squared. Unbelievable. We're in trouble. We're in so much trouble you have no idea. If somebody was to paint a picture of the American people coming into the last stand in November, it would be the surrounding would be the Little Bighorn. It would be Custer's last stand. That's your last stand. It's in November. It's the only chance you got. And pray to God that not one of those conservative Supreme Court judges meets with a Soviet accident. Pray to God, because that's all that's keeping you from going communist full term. All three branches of government are now in the hands of the communists. The Republicans couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. They're waiting for a break. They're waiting for the barrage to stop. The barrage ain't stopping, man. This guy hit the Washington running. He has all his plans. He's got 2-minute drills for everything he wants to accomplish. And he lulls you into thinking he's taking it easy. But behind the scenes, the enemies of the United States are more united than ever before. And the defenders of the United States are more confused than ever before. The only guy that's out there talking is Glenn Beck. All the rest of them are softening us up. And they'll get Glenn Beck. You watch. You watch. Just like they shot the Pope. Yeah, and you see how they did that, that they used a Muslim. Wasn't that clever? I now have my doubts about Patton dying in an accident. I don't think it was an accident. I don't know how. I don't know how. Jimmy from Brooklyn says the Soviets do what's called stunts, like the two girls who blew up the subway in Moscow. Jimmy thinks that's a KGB tactic. Now, I wouldn't go so far as to say that those girls were KGB agents, but I would agree with Jimmy in this respect, that those that plot might have been known to the KGB, and they could have let it take place. They could have let it occur to build a case against the Chechens. Or as Jimmy says, to let the Americans believe that the Russians are suffering like we suffered on 9/11. But never forget this. Every time you see a communist, a guerrilla outfit, or an Islamic, a jihadist outfit, they're all armed and equipped by the Soviet Union and China. Never forget that. Those AK-47s have a certificate of origin, and the certificate of origin has a hammer and sickle on it. Somebody we know and love just died recently, and my wife had to write an obituary for them. And the last line of the obituary that she wrote for the newspaper was, Teresa was welcomed into heaven on Palm Sunday. And the newspaper told her she couldn't put that in the obituary. Because if you want religion, somebody else will want religion. They didn't say those words, but she couldn't put it in there. How's that? Huh? You don't think that every day you get conditioned a little bit to turn away from your God? Huh? We were reminiscing about early Easters when we were growing up, and how the streets were filled with people in finely dressed. They might have only had one suit and one dress, but they dressed for God on Easter Sunday. And after High Mass was over, every bar in the neighborhood was packed with men, only men. And the women were home cooking. Today, if you show a liberated woman a stove, she wants to know what it is. I'm marrying an old-fashioned girl. This country is so divided that the communists are now turning skinny people against fat people. Oh, Holy Saturday, by the way, is the anniversary of the kidnapping of Elian Gonzalez by the Communist Party, the Clintonistas. And never forget, you don't have to be poor to be a communist. You could be rich. George Soros is a billionaire.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the other President of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Americans, we have three issues we're going to cover with you tonight that are very important. If you vote for me, because you voted for me as President of the United States, my first obligation is to protect you physically. So,
Mr. President, when are you going to close the border?
What time is it?
It's 3 o'clock.
We'll close them by 5. And the 60,000 unarmed troops will be given weapons at Fort Hood, Texas, and they will be sent to the border to bivouac and open up immigration welcome centers right next to the 30 caliber machine gun. My first obligation is to protect the American people physically, and my second obligation is to protect the American people financially.
Mr. President, what are you going to do for the kids?
That's the subject of point two. As of today, I'm ordering that the children are tax exempt.
What do you mean tax exempt?
When they go into the store to buy candy or a soda, they no longer have to pay the government our cut. And they don't have to pay the recycled charge on the soda cans and bottles. As a matter of fact, kids from now on are tax exempt. We'll make our money on the rest of the population.
Mr. President,
my name is Johnny Letterman, and I'm 7 years old. And I've saved up enough money, I'm going to buy a Ferrari Testarossa tomorrow.
Good for you, Johnny. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, I had a learner's permit when I was 6, and then it fully matured at 7.
How do you drive it, Johnny, being so short?
Well, Mr. President, I drive it just like your wife. I stand on the seat.
Johnny, you said you saved up to buy a Ferrari Testarossa. How much did you say?
Mr. President, with the tax, the sales tax from New York State, it's $179,000.
Well, Johnny, you don't have to pay the sales tax.
Oh, good. You know what? My folks are going to love that because now I can go shopping for the groceries, too.
That's right, Johnny. Kids don't pay sales tax. And the third part of my program tonight is I am instituting a tomorrow morning Operation Top of the World, the Hindu Kush. And in support of all American troops that are serving in Afghanistan, I have passed a legislation by myself that says that the combat zone death benefit, as of tomorrow morning, is, as of tonight, as of right now, $1 million. When a young American gives up his life for his country, I want his folks to get a check that helps dry their tears. $1 million. And I'll tell you why I want $1 million combat zone death benefit. Because IEDs only cost $650,000. So any bean counter that's leeching in the Pentagon, taking big money for doing nothing, when he figures out that every time an American dies, it costs him $350,000 more than an IED, he's going to consider saving that American's life. I'm personally flying into Kabul to visit with Mohammad Karzai. Not like that former president did when he helped turn the plane around at the long end of the runway and said, keep the engines running, guys, and I'll be out of here as soon as they stop snapping the pictures. I'm going to personally thank Hamid Karzai for looking out for America. I'm going to buy him a beer. It'll be non-alcoholic, but it will be a beer. And we're going to celebrate the birth of Afghanistan and the new partnership of America and Afghanistan. And the first thing I'm going to do is a goodwill gesture. I'm going to buy the goddamn poppy crop.
and then I'm going to flood the market with heroin at a penny sale, and that'll put an end to the mob. I'll have a penny sale on heroin. I'll drive the prices down, and after we successfully drive the drug lords out of business, we'll drive the oil lords out of business. Yes, oil will be $9.11 a barrel. Put that in your crack pipe and smoke it. Have I done enough for my country today? Can I take the rest of the day off? Thank you. Bartender, a champagne. Play me a patriotic tune.
The next time somebody's talking about reparations, you sing him the words to this song. And never forget, 1,000 horses were lost at Gettysburg alone. And the sacrifice of the young white men to free the slaves, they are entitled to reparations too. They gave up all their tomorrows.
My brave lad sleeps in his faded coat of blue. In a lonely grave unknown lies the heart that beats so true. He sang faint and hungry among the famished brave, and they laid him sad and lonely within his nameless grave. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a rope of white is given for the faded coat of blue. Cried, give me water and just a little crumb, and my mother, she will bless you through all the years to come. Oh, tell my sweet sister, so gentle, good and true, that I'll meet her up in heaven in my faded of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue. Yet my heart with startling beat, with each footfall at my door. I gaze on the hill where he waved a last adieu, but no gallant lad I see in his faded coat of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. There's noble spirit in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given
That tune is brought to you by the makers of Reparation H. If the word reparations comes up, and never forget, we have 560,000 white men that are entitled to reparations first. Those are the ones who died to free the slaves. They go to the front of the line.
I've got to pay six to her. I said, now, Judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, Ray, son, right on into jail. Ah, you better keep her. I think it's cheaper.
You know what I've been doing, don't you?
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show.com. My subject, my epistle for tonight, we always have to sprinkle a little religion in there to offset the atheists who despise God and country. My subject tonight is taxes and whether we're going to have a fat tax or a VAT tax or both. If taxes were dope, the government of the to the people would be tax junkies with a national Jones. Arnold Schwarzenegger can't pay his bills, not even using Mexican slave labor. He is waiting for the people of Nebraska to pick up his free lunch tab while farmers die of controlled thirst. He sits on capped oil wells that could put him in the black gold category, but he wants to go green by taking 49 other states green. This guy won't even drill for candle wax. Wait until California has alternate side of the street electric razor shaving days. Meanwhile, back at the communist ranch, a novice with no diplomatic survival skills is going earball to earball with the KGB colonel who can slip a plutonium-25 into a cup of tea in London from Moscow. I pray this fool, trying to please his communist constituents, does not give the entire nation away. Please let us keep the hole in the ground, formerly known as Liberty Plaza. It seems like only yesterday we were shouting, USA, USA. I didn't hear anyone shout, give it away. Although Chuck Schumer must have been, Chuck is good too. You know, when you type in Schumer in spell check, it comes up schema. Maybe we should call him Chuck Schema. Because he's always shucking and jiving. Although Chuck Schumer must have been thinking about it when he voted to burn the flag and kill kids, saying child murder is settled law. Instead of killing kids in chop shops and shopping centers, or now known as chopping centers, how about we set up abortion camps outside of town, discreetly, only accessible by railroad car, and then we can all deny knowing about the greater Holocaust. We will be blame-free. God won't see what we do. Did you ever think we would destroy the inheritance left to us by the greatest generation in 50 short years? Did you ever think we would have a government hooking your kids on dope just for tax revenue? Did you ever think you would see local immigrants hanging themselves in closets? Did you ever think we would have a dog claiming American pedigree with no papers? Did you ever think we would see an American president bow before every king but Christ the King? Even Hugo El Stinko Chavez blesses himself before he betrays his people. I hope this Vichy president does not sign an agreement to destroy our hard-earned nukes by shipping them to Russia for dismantling. While we're on the subject of soft jihad, and the communists tell you to get over 3,546 dead civilians, 4,500 dead GIs from Iraq, and 1,061 from Afghanistan, surpassing Bush's count of 461. In 1 year, this guy has killed more Americans than Bush did in 8 years. if you want to blame a president for murdering the troops. And you know what Patton says, any general that loses a battle is a murderer. Yeah, so while we were on the subject of soft jihad and the communists tell you to get over 3,546 dead civilians, 4,500 dead GIs from Iraq, and 1,061 from Afghanistan, all killed by Muslims. Dial M for Muslim. Sorry, no communist whiteout on this blog yet. The loser of the free world and beats Chamberlain's record for giving away countries and double-crossing his allies. Even Fox attacks Hamid Karzai. The latest charge tonight is he's a dope addict. Welcome to the club. Yeah. President Clinton does blow with his friends. You know that. He told that to David Letterman on the anniversary of 9/11 when they were all having laughs. How's that for a joke? Even Fox attacks Hamid Karzai as if Obama was Kennedy and Honest Hamid was President Diem. In 1 month, the media under Politburo instructions turned on Karzai, calling him a crook. Compared to who? Charlie Rangel? Dick Turbin? Jackson the Freezer King with the cold cash? Dashiell and Prancer? And Barney Not-So-Frank and Christopher Dudd? No wonder we drove Karzai into Taliban arms. They say he's in league with the drug lords. Which ones are they? The ones in Kabul or Marion Barry? Want to stop drugs? Take Junior's allowance away and leave the Afghans, Mexicans, and Colombians alone. Classify the entire House and Senate unfit for duty and get rid of them all. My friends, you don't have a choice. You have no choice for Congress or the Senate in November. Your only choice is to get rid of them all. Better to put a janitor in. Like there's nothing wrong with janitors. You know what I mean? The janitor would probably run the country better. He'd be more practical. Yeah, so classify the entire House and Senate unfit for duty. Get rid of them all and then see how quick the phone gets answered when you call. The only lobby in D.C. should be in a hotel and there should only be one term per termite. Maybe it is time we had a wartime president with military experience. One who wins, one who salutes the flag, one who can take an oath and keep it. Swearing on the Bible, not on the yellow pages. This usurper is running two-minute take-down-the-nation drills. They were all prepackaged in communist Harvard with a Notre Dame blessing. The next time a bleeding-heart communist... I'll make a correction here. There's no such thing as a bleeding-heart communist because they have no hearts, they have no souls. So we'll call it a bleeding liver. Tells you that 9/11 was a tragedy, but remind him that the Al-Qaeda Muslim goal was 100,000 dead Americans since 1993 in New York. And never forget the Latin words, Bella premunt hostilia, our enemies close in from every side. And the party that hurts us the most are all partying in the House and the Senate. Wait till they find out a laptop is not only a dance. We're going to be just like Europe, overrun and many balcony flags. A bartender, can you play a nation once again? www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. One nation under God, not under guard or house arrest. And don't think that couldn't happen here. They're already putting brave Americans in jail for fighting Al-Qaeda. If you don't believe me, ask Lieutenant Behenna and ask the rest of the boys. Colonel Cesani, Pantano, Lieutenant Pantano. These guys had too much Americanism in them. They had to be communized. Here's a short one. I'm sure you've seen the picture that was circulated by the communist press of Elian Gonzalez in his communist military uniform with bigger shoulder boards than Admiral Lemon. And he's holding a Cuban flag. And so I asked the question. I took his picture and I put it on a blog. And I asked the question, is this really Elian Gonzalez as part of party propaganda to look well-fed? Does this alleged imposter get an extra banana ration? Then underneath that, I have a picture of a Elian Gonzalez look-alike. And he's wearing a San Francisco baseball uniform, and he's pitching. And I asked the question underneath, or is this the real Elian Gonzalez? We believe, after the deal with Castro was made by the un-American Party of Death, the Clintonistas, Elian was sold by the DNC during Holy Saturday and kidnapped, then denied asylum, and was dragged from a Catholic church by the media Gestapo, using the anti-Catholic code words, bingo, bingo, bingo. The child was drugged and sentenced to be shanghaied back to communism, while the ambushes and the Clintons washed their hands in the Pontius Pilate finger bowl, blessed by Geraldo Rivera and a lipstick-wearing pseudo-nun named Janet Reno. But we believe his sacred mother besieged God to intervene, and the boy was smuggled back into Freedom Land by way of Mexico during a border crossing procession in honor of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And I have a picture of the procession coming across the border. Do that, 100,000 come across, and as soon as the last one's over, they scatter, and some hide out in the Alamo. Elian, and they have a procession, and everybody's dressed in native dress, and they have a big tapestry of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and I say, Elian is behind the tapestry in plain view. Once the word got out of his ascension into God's country, the Democrats were forced to cancel their cocaine orders, medical checkups, and the love boat at the Havana. Long life to you, Elian, and may God's light shine upon you. Never trust a Democrat or a Re-Puppy who say they care.
That's our show, folks.